Yeah, we're holding Daf Chesem Aleph. Just got finished the Mishnah, the Machlokes between Bisham and Bisilul, of an Isha's Mapel on the Or of the night going into the 81st day, does she have to bring a second Korban or not? Samora says, Tanya like this, Omru Lehen Beishamai. Bisilul said back to Beishamai, Hare Yawayma the Posik says, Labas, which really an extra pasuk from this word labas is l'rabos or shemoy neviyechad, comes to include that if she's mapel the night going into the first day, that she has to bring the second korban. It's mechayev to bring the second korban. The pasuk says labas. That the pasuk says in la'yikru yudbeis pasuk vav, it says uvim leish yemei taro leven or labas. So the word labas is extra. So v'sil dash, and this word labas is coming to include that he has to bring the korban if she's mapped with the night going into the 81st day. Now, Rav Eishia have a shchiyach kaimed the bar kapora. Rav Eishia used to learn Torah by bar kapora. That's up to the beginning. Shavkei, then it came out that Rav Eishia left bar kapora. He also kaimed the Rav Chia, and he came to learn by Rav Chia. So, Yom Echad, one day, it comes out that he met a bar kapora, Yom Echad Pogabei, where one day that Rabbi Chia met a bar kapora. So boy minei, he asked the mishaelo, Zav Sherol Gimarius, Belel Ches, a Zav that sees three issues during the night of the eighth day, Belel Ches, the night going into the eighth day. Ma Beisul Eimim B'Dabazir, what would Beisul say in this halacha? So Rashi says that boy minei Rabbi Chia from bar kapora, that Belel Ches Liziva Rishena, that the man saw Ziva, and now it's at night going into the eighth day. Well, the mocher or you wear the korban. The mocher is if you're a zav. So true, you go to the mikvah on the seventh day, but then you're not Torah complete until you bring your korbanos on the eighth day. So here this person saw again three riyas on the night going into the eighth day. So would it be mechuyev to bring the two separate korbanos? It's called like two separate zavis. Or no, it's still like one long one, and only have mechuyev to bring one korban at the end of the second tayra. That's the shayla. What's pshat in Beis Hillel? So, my Beisul, I remember there was a, what would Beisul say in this Shaila? Tamayu de Beisul is the reason of Beisul now Mishnah. Tamayu de Beisul, the Mateleth Belaila. What's the reason why he says now Mishnah that if she's Mapa, she has a miscarriage, the night going into the 81st day, that she has to bring the second Korban, Mishum de Chsiv Labas? Only because it's a special prosecutor of Labas, that even though Beishamai Svar is right, that since she's not a time yet that she could bring a Korban, not called the first Chiv was there yet, so therefore it's a continuation still of the first Chiv. But still only argues because he has extra zeros of Kosovo of Labas to include if she has a miscarriage that night, she has to bring a second Korban. Avul Zav, in case of a man that saw Zav, Sherol Gimurias Belel Ches, a patri, that since the man was a Zav already, and now it didn't come the eighth day yet of his Tyram that he could bring a Korban, and he saw now the night going into the eighth day again three times, even Beisul would agree that I'd be potter from a second korban. Patri, why? There's no extra posik. And therefore, Minasvar, I would have said, that since Lamais is not a time fit to bring your korban Tyra for your first Zav, so now it's still a continuation of the first Zav, and therefore the second one is not Mechayim to bring the second korban. But rather, when you get a Torah from the second Zav, you only have to bring one korban for both. That's one Svar. Or do we maybe know? I do Malaishna that no, according to Basil, there's no difference whether Yoledis or Azav. And in both cases, Basil would hold that the night going into the next day is the same halacha like the day. And since it would see Azav is first by daytime on the eighth day, since it was a time ready to bring his first korban, it's called the Chiv was Chal, and now he has to bring the second korban, who then if he sees at night going into the eighth day, also maybe according to Basil, he would have to bring two korbanos. So that's the Shiloh. So Omalei Be Kapora, so Be Kapora said back to Vashiyo, my Bavli, I'm a Bedobah there. Like, what do they say in Bavl? Meaning they say Reb Chia. As a Vashiyo, or Be Kapora knew that a Vashiyo left him and went to learn by Reb Chia. So Be Kapora answered him and said, let's hear, what does your new Rebbe, what does Reb Chia say? Rashi says, because Reb Chia was all in the Bavl, can I mean it also? But Chila Nishtak Chotar Mi Yisrael. Is only Hillel Abavli v'yosta v'chosim v'shachom Only b'nei agoyle b'yostu maninu yudu v'chizkiyo b'nei v'mchiyo. Kitz v'mchiyo from Bavel. So that's what Boishki said, that's what Bakapur said now, my Bavel yame b'dover zeh. Is this tikka Boishki? Boishki kept quiet. Loi oma klum. He didn't say anything. Oma loi Bakapur, so Bakapur said, Tzrichon l'divrei ayin. Shno, to answer your shayla, we have to come on to the words of ayah. Rashi says what he meant to say was we still need Rabbi Chiya, and as we don't know Pshat, we still need to hear what Rabbi Chiya would say about this. Rashi says, "Lashon Gunai," commonly said like an Lashon Gunai in a disgraceful way. Having more says, "Nachzer al harishonis." Let's go back to what we said before. Like Rashi says, "Kamo yamamar," that Leah we said a reyuaymer. We brought down a posik for they still that says labas is the Rambis or shmoinim v'yechad. So more says what nachzer al harishonis. Hare Yuwaim, the Pasuk says, Labas, is Larabis or Shemayna V'yechod. It comes to include if Anisha's Mapil, the night going into the 81st day, that she has a chiv to bring a second korban. So Morris says, Neymar, let's take a Tanoi. Let's tell Machwekis, or this is a pshat in Beis Hill, not this is a Machwekis Tanoim. The Nemeka Tanoi, it says, Zav Sherol Gimurias, the Leoches. Let's say a Zav that was already Tomei, and now he waited Zayinikim, and now the night going into the eighth day, which by the eighth day he would have brought his Kabonis and become completely Torah, but the night going into the eighth day, he saw again three Rias of Zav. So he became again a Zav. So the question is, now after he waits again Zayinikim, does he have to bring two Kabonis, or it's enough to bring one Korban? So Tony Chod, the one place we learned, maybe. We only have to bring one, maybe. That he has to bring the second korban. He has to bring one korban for the 8 days that pass by, another korban for the second one. For Tanin, there's another brace to learn. Anyway, he doesn't have to bring the second korban. So my love isn't this Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Dor de Tanya, maybe, the one that says maybe you have to bring the second korban, Ksavri holds, Laila Emechusus Man, but since it's the night going into the eighth day, so it's already considered the eighth day, even though it's night time. You still have to wait till tomorrow until you can bring your korban. But Eyal's Laila is not called the Mechusas Man. You're not called like missing any time. It's already reached the eighth day. So since it already reached the eighth day, it's like you already have a chiv to bring a korban on your last Zav. And now that you came again a Zav, you'll have to bring a second korban for this Zav. And what the time of that we learned, Ein maybe, you don't have to bring a second korban. His Ksova, that time of the Lord, Laila is called Mechusas Man. Therefore, the night going into today's day is not called as man roi to bring a korban yet. So you didn't finish your first chi of korban, and that now that became a second zav. So the pshat is you could bring one korban for both. It's not called you had a separate chi for the first zav yet. Rashi says in Melo, what's talk of pshat and betzila? Why in our mission does he say you have a chi to bring the second korban? So must be an echnami. According to this Tano, he has to dash him from the pasuk of labas. Is Larabis or Shemayin V'yechud. Because otherwise, without the special pasuk, they would have said, Laila is called Mechusas Aman Dami, so he should not have a chit, she should not have a chit to bring a second korban. So, Kitzav, you have to dash from the word Labas or not, according to Beis Hillel, is totally in this machlek is Tanoim here. Now the Gemara says, no. Omer Rafun, Barach, Omer Rabbeloza, Hani Tanoi, both of these Tanoim really hold Savri, that Laila is called Mechusas Aman. That Laila is called a Mechusas Man. And therefore, really, you should, since it's a Mechusas Man, so therefore, you should not have to bring a second korban. For all the Tanya, maybe, that's what the one says, you have to bring a korban for your second service. So the pshat is over there is the Zav Baal Beis Rias. Talking about the first time he saw Zav, he only saw it two times. So the first time, Mechlali didn't have a chiv to bring a korban. So now that he saw it three times, that's why he has a chiv to bring a korban now. Not the pshat is that it's a new chiv. The pshat is, though, for the first zav, you have no chiv at all. So that's why you have to bring a korban right now. But in the chnami, everybody would agree, if you would have had a chiv to bring a korban from before, and now you saw it at the night going into the eighth day, that Laila is called the Mechusas Zaman, and therefore, mikwedin, you'll be potter with your first korban. And Rashi says, and the Mor says, well, the time after we learned, and maybe, the zav obeys Baal Gimurias. But if he first saw three times, then he has a chiv korban already. So now when he saw the second time, since he didn't finish his first chiv yet, Pshuti only has to bring one korban. So according to this, most of them agree that Laila is considered a mechusas zman, and therefore Shan Besil, now Mishnah, must be because we dash in the pasuk of Labas. So the Gemara asks the question, Zav Baal Deis Rias, if you want to say the case is talking about where at the first time he only saw two Rias, so he's not chayav to bring a korban yet, he'll say, Mala Meimer, what do you have to tell me that if he sees now three times, he has to bring a korban now? Pshiti has to bring a korban. He has no korban from before to pater him. So Gemara says, yes, how come after the chishas like this, the Adaf Garoa B'Leil Ches, the case that he has a chayav to bring a korban is where he saw at the night going into the eighth day. Abu Biyamama Dizayin, let's say the Zav, that first he saw two Rias. By seeing two times Zav, one after another, then is your tummy for 7 days. Now let's say on the seventh day he saw now three Rias. So then that could be part of the korban. Abu Biyamama Dizayin Aloy, that would not be Mechayim to bring the korban, even though he saw three Rias then. Why? Because Kesava this time holds that Kol Ria, Shosoyseris, and the Mevilo de korban. A re in the middle of your Zion Nikiyim that says so that stops your count of becoming Torah, that does not bring the day carbon. There is, once you had a din zav on you, you only saw two times, and now you start to count your Zion Nikiyim. So in the middle of those 7 days, now if you see again, that re is only says so, just stops, breaks those Nikiyim that you counted, but it does not make you bring a carbon. That's the chiddush here only because you saw the three years after the 7 days. On the night going into the eighth day, but if you would have seen them on the seventh day, it would not be mechayiv to bring a korban. Now, Omar Rava says, "Amaya kimta lahor detanya." How are you putting in this brayse? So what's the pshat that when it says ain mevi, the brayse it says he doesn't have to bring a korban? Something about bezav about gemarias, where the first time he saw three rias, so he had already a chiyuv to bring once a korban. So now when he sees the second time, the night going into the eighth day, he does not have another chiyuv korban, but is yotze with the first korban. If so, Rav asks the question, L'snayu gabi chamisha mevi'in korban echod al averes harbei. Why isn't this one of the cases of the Mishnah later that says a few cases where a person could do a few averes, and yotze with the chiyuv to bring one korban? Like here also, he became a zav twice really, and he's yotze with only one korban. So that's the kimto of that price, so then it should have been listed in the Mishnah later. Samara says, no, the reason why it doesn't put it down in the Mishnah later, because leip sikale, it's not for sure every single time that there would be a chiyuv korban. Why? The Rashi says, leip sikale, kivun the zimnin, the yariyas, the laila, nami mechayiv, there are sometimes in the sea of nighttime, you do have a chiyuv to bring a korban. So therefore, it's not for sure every time you're free with one korban, that's why it doesn't say it. Does not want to say this case that you saw the Rias at night going into the eighth day that you put the from the korban because sometimes you chayiv a second korban. What's the case? Because the Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, what's going to be ruah achas palayla? This person, after counting seven nikiyim, on the night going into the eighth day, he saw one Riyah of Zav. Obeys b'yayim, the next day on the eighth day, he saw two Riyas of Zav. So in such a case, Lachar is maybe he would have to bring a korban now. But since the two Rias he saw at daytime was his mind was already fit to bring his first korban, so it's like already finished with your first korban, and now it's like a new zav that you have a new chiyuv to bring a new korban. Even though the first Ria you saw at night, but so what? Like we'll soon explain why the first Ria is not that important. Since two Rias was sown by daytime, then you'd have a chiyuv to bring another korban. What's going to be though, Beis Belayla, let's say you saw two of the Rias. Two times you saw this zav. The achas b'yom, and the third time you saw it the day of the eighth, then ain mevi, then you have to bring korban. Since two of the rias were at night time, and we're going now that Laila is called the mechusas zman, so when you saw those two rias, it's not mechayiv you a korban because it's still in the zman of the first korban. So even though you saw one, the third ria on the day, that's not mechayiv you bring a korban. So therefore, it doesn't put in the Mishnah later because it's not at all cases that you're free with one korban. Sometimes if you see two by daytime, even though it's one at night, you'd have a chiyuv to bring another korban. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Teda, bring a proof. Tiyachas, Balayla, in the case we saw one at night time going into the eighth day, obeys by Yom, and then you saw two by on the eighth day itself, that maybe you would have to bring your own korban. To a Riyah Rishonah, because the Svari is the first Riyah of a Zav, we know a Zav by a man is, he has to see three times. Again, after he sees two times, he becomes tummy for 7 days. When he sees a third time, either in one day, or else within 3 days, he sees three times, one after another, every day, one after another, then become a Zav, Yabachir to being a Korban. Now, the first Re you see holds that Re Rishon the Shikhva Zera be Alma. He only has the loch of regular Tumah to Shikhva Zera. Meaning to say that you have no Tumah from the first Re more than just on Berev, you have the Tumah that day, until the night turn. You go to the Mikvah that day, and it comes to Hereshem, you become Tor, like a regular Shikhva Zera. Therefore, the first Re, I don't care if you see it at night time. Since the next two you see by daytime, that will give you a Chiyuv Korban. Now, v'ilu chozo tarte nachmanayso, mitztarfalu, if you see the next two reyes, it's mitztarf for the first one. So therefore, even in this case here, with the first one you saw at night time, so what? Since that is not the ikar reyes of Zav, as long as the Hechsher. The ikar of the Zav is the next two reyes you see. So since here the next two reyes was sworn by daytime, at a zman when you're ready out of here to bring your first korban, it would be mechayv to bring a second korban. What does one have a proof to the other? It's not a good, not a good proof what you're saying here. Usually, when you see the first ri of a zav, you see at the time when it's chazir to have a chiv to become a zav. That's good. You see once today, once tomorrow, once the next day. But the first ri was sworn in the daytime that you could become a zav. But over here, it's still a chiddush because here the case was akas palayla. Here you saw the first Re at the night going into the eighth day. Now that night is not as man to bring the first Korban yet, so that first Re really is potter with the first Korban. So kivun delav bizman chiyuv chazio, since you did not see it at a time when it's mechayiv to bring a Korban, if so I wouldn't know that you're chayiv when you see the next two in the daytime. Therefore, lav the yashmin of Rabbi Yochanan, not that Rabbi Yochanan taught us this chiddush, the mitztarfin, yes, that he could be mitztarf the one Re at night with the next two reyes you see by daytime, Havimina, I would have thought to say, let it starve. It's not starve, you will not be mechayiv a new korban. So it's not such a posh of the chiddush. You need to be able to teach us this, that the first reyes, even though it was sown at nighttime, and at nighttime it's not a zman to mechayiv to bring a korban, because at nighttime you didn't finish yet with the first korban, and if you would have seen three reyes that night, you'd be potter from another korban. The chiddush is though, but since the next two reyes you see by daytime, the day of the eighth day, that's already Zman when you should have brought, you could bring your first Korban. So it's like finished with the first Korban, it's Mechayiv to bring a second Korban. That's the Chiddush, that the first Re at night is Mitztarf for the next two, so you're Mechayiv to bring a second Korban. Now the Gemara asks, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan holds and says that Laila is Mechusa Zman to be see at night time? It's not cool like a Zman of a Korban, but rather it's still b'terech the zman of the first korban. That you brought from another korban, it's called mechusa zman. I have all my chizki. Chizki says like this. What's going to be nitma bayoim? So, if a nazir becomes tomei on the eighth day, meaning to say first a nazir became tomei once. He touched a mace, and then he counted already seven zaynikim, and now on the eighth day that he's fit to bring his korban, he became tomei a second time. Slochris maybe, he'll have to bring a second korban for a second time, the nazir becomes tummy. Because since it's on the eighth day, it's a day roi to bring the first korban. It's like finished with the first korban, it's mechayiv you a second one. What's going to be though, Belayla? Let's say the nazir becomes tummy on the night going into the eighth day. Ain't maybe he doesn't have to bring another korban. Because since Laila is called mechusas man, therefore he still takes the first chiv, you don't have to bring a second korban. It's like one long chiv, tumas nazirus. Mizirus Tomei. But Rabbi Yechon says no. Afilo Balayla maybe. Even if you see at night time, also you have to bring a second korban. So why? Because Laila is not considered Mechusas Mandami. So it's considered like the first Chiyuv is up already, therefore you have to bring a second Chiyuv korban. So you see Rabbi Yechon holds, Laila is not considered Mechusas Man. So Marin says, Ki kom Rabbi Yechonon, Beis Balayla V'yachas B'yayim. Is a navy, that's what Yechon said before. If a Zav sees now two Rias on the night going into the eighth day, and only one on the eighth day, then he doesn't have to bring another korban. So who we said the Pshat is because Laila is called Mechusas Man. I hear Yechon said it's not called Mechusas Man. So the answer is Anachnan. Yechon only said this by a Zav, Ledivri Yoyme Mechusas Man, only according to one that says Laila is considered Mechusas Man. But Anachnami, he himself holds, Laila's lav mechusas man, then achnami, you would have a chiyuv to bring on second korban.
It's more as the question of divrei yoyim pshita. According to Ramban, yoyim pshita. What does the Rebbe have to tell us? Pshita. If you saw two at night and one the next day, in laila is lav mechusas man. Pshita yadchiyot being another korban. So more says roachas balaila obeys b'yoyim mitzvah. That was his chiddush. That not the taima. Kivon the lav bisman chiyuv kechazi lei let star of kamash malon. So Yechon's chiddush is only that on his shita is this case that even though he holds Lilo is called the Mechusas Man. So the Chiddush says, if you see once at night and two the next day, on the eighth day, then you would have a key to bring another Korban. And the first Ri you stir at night, it's Mustar for the next two Riyas. And that's the Chiddush, even though when you stir at night, it's not as Man Roy to bring a Korban, it's not as Man Chiyuvay, but still, since the first Ri is not that Choshev by Yizab, it's something like a Shikh, a Tumah Shikh Vazera. The Ikra, the next two Riyas, so since the next two Riyas was sworn by day, Azman Chiyuvai, so the first one is Mitzaref with the next two, and that's the Chiddush, you would have a Chiyuv to bring another Korban for your Zav. Now the Mishnah says, V'isha Shiesha Lehel, Sofik Heledis. That's an Isha gave birth, or had a miscarriage five different times, and each time it's a Sofik, a doubt whether she gave, she had a miscarriage to something that was Mechayiv to bring a Korban or not. But you had the Mishnah Yisim before, certain things, she has a tumus odom, she has a chiyuv to bring a korban, and certain times a tumus of an animal or a dog, she's potter from a korban. So it happened five times a suffix to her. So the kids, she has a dad, whether she has a chiyuv to bring five kabbalahs or not. Or else that's an isha, the suffix kezivis. An isha also that saw in five different months, she saw three times, 3 days in a row. But she has a dad each time whether those 3 days were turkey may need us, that she only has a tumah 7 days of nida, or else no, those 3 days she saw was betirch the yud aleph yomim between nida and nida that makes her into a zav, and then she'll have to bring a korban. So b'kitcha she has a doubt whether she has a chiyuv to bring a korban or not, and this happened five times. So what's the locha? So Mishnah says locha is maybe korban echot. Really, she only has to bring one korban. That means one kan, one set of birds. One bird is an oila, one is a chatas. And then v'yachalas bezvachim, she's allowed to eat korbanos, because up until now it's a suffer whether she eat a korban, she's mechusa kippurim, she can't eat from kachim. So therefore we tell her to bring at least one korban to be matot eat kachim. V'yena shawal lechayva, but the rest of the other four chayvis were not mechayva to bring, since it was only a suffer lechatchila, she has to do it or not. So get it like a kula here, the Rashi says, lo yitzrichu chachomim, lovi, the chomim were not mechayva to bring the rest of them. There's no chayv to bring the rest of them. What's going to be the onisha that saw hey zivas vadoi? She saw five times she was a vadai zav and she did not bring one korban yet. Or else for a lady she gave birth five different times, so she has vadoi. She has five chiyuvik korbanos to bring and she didn't bring any of them yet. So lochur is maybe korban echot. She has to right away like bring at least one set of birds, one kan oil and achatis. V'yachelas bezvachim, and that's matter now she becomes tall that she's ladi from kabonis, shikri kachim. But v'yashara lechoiva, here the pshat is since it was a vadai chiv before, she still has to bring another four kabonis, another four kanim. Now the mishnah meikar adin midin torah. Now the mishnah says, meister once happened, shom dukin of Yerushalayim bedin azov. The mamish, the birds, a pair of birds became so expensive, it caused mamish a din azov, a golden dinner, which is 25 dinrei kesev, to buy a pair of birds, which is very, very expensive. So Amir Shimon Gamliel said like this, Hamoyin azeh, like he made a shvua, like with this base to Migdash, like he made a shvua like to Hashem, Le'olin alayla, I'm not going to pass by tonight, I'm not going to sleep tonight, Achiyo bedinrin, until the price of the condom will go down, alone it cost one dinner to buy a pair of birds. So what happened? The sefer at the end right away, Nichnas lebeis medrash. So right away, Rabbi Gamliel went into the beis medrash, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, for long, and he learned like this, he taught the halacha like this, that the isha sheyesha lehei leidois, vadois nishta gave birth five times vadai. Rosei zivois vadoi, she has five times to make a korban zav. The locher is he paskin now, maybe korban echot. She only has to bring just one korban. And that's matter of yecheles bezvachim. And he came out with a new psak to say, v'ein hashar olech oiva. she has no claim to bring more kabbonis, even though midiraisa she has to, but vaisa midirabbonis though mishumais lasus lashem to bring down the price, because if we wouldn't have brought down the price, it would be so expensive that people would not even bring one korban, and the compete kachim betuma. So therefore, we figured it was kedai to paskin now that you don't have to bring any more of the kabbonis, just one. And therefore, since people did not have to, wasn't that much of a demand anymore for the birds, the name of the Omdu Kinam B'yomu, the prices of the birds came down at that day, B'vosayim, with a quarter. Rashi says, Kinam B'vosayim means the base kinam, these two birds, B'shtei Revius Dinner, with two quarters of a dinner, Kesef. B'vosayim is less than Chatziu, half. So Kitzur, the price went down so much of every kind, every pair of birds, you only had to pay a quarter of a dinner. So that's the way Paskin, Shemesh Lassus Lashem, to make the price come down, that people will for sure at least be able to bring one pair of birds. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, not like this. Hey, Leidai Svad, let's say Nisha gave birth five times for sure, she has a chiv to bring five kabbonis. And hey, Ziva Sotvik, she has a chiv to bring also from five different times she became Mezova with doubtful. Or else the opposite, let's say, hey, Leidai Svadoi. The hey lady suffix, the same lady gave birth five times for sure to a person that you have to bring a carbon form, and five times a suffix. So it goes like this. Maybe base kinim. She has to for sure bring two sets of birds, two kinim. Achas alavadai, one to pata the chayvus that for sure she has to bring. The achas ala suffix, and one for the doubtful ones. So it's like this. Shovadai, when she brings one carbon for all those vadai chayuvim, Necheles, she's allowed to eat ten kochim. Or, Shovadai, the korban that's brought for the Vadai is Necheles. The korban I'm allowed to eat from it. That chat is safe, the korban can eat from it. Because it's a Vadai chat is safe. Vashenkin v'yashar ole choiva. And the other four, she still has a choiv to bring for the other four Vadai ladies. What about Shosofik? When she brings the one out of Pater of Sofik later, ain't Necheles, the korban cannot eat from it. But the suffix chatas, even though you can bring it, but you can't eat from it. V'yena sharo lechov. It says now Mishnah, since you bring it only for a suffix, you bring one, that's enough. You don't have a chiv to bring for the other four. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri Yoyim like this. Al vaday tom, when you bring in one for the five of vadois, you should say, alo achreina, I'm bringing this one for the last lady that I had. For tifter and our pater, that you can eat kabonis now. Shel suffix. When you bring in one now for the sveikis that you did, at least you did one time for sure that you have a chiyuv korban to your mama vada. You should say then the korban you're bringing now is for that vadai. Fitipotu and you're free. But v'imlav to your malachas mevatifter. If it's only five sveikis, you don't have any one vadai, then the one korban you bring, it doesn't make a difference which one you say it for. Stam bring one, and that's matiyut kachim now, and you don't have a chiyuv to bring anymore. Yeah, the Kiva and Kiva says, Bein ala vada, bein ala safik, whether you're bringing you one korban for the vadois, for sure later, or for safik later, to yomish, all you have to say is just alachas me and the tiftar. You don't have to say you bring it for the last one you did. It's enough, any one you bring it for, that's enough. As long as you bring one pair of birds, like, that's Matthew, it's mitar, you let it cut you now. And where the other ones were chayva, you still have a chiv to bring another four. But you don't have to say the one you bring in now is for the last one you did. That's the machlekes. When you had five ladies vadois, and now you bring in one pekan, do you have to say for sure it's being brought for the last lady? Or no, you don't have to say that. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rav Papa, Ei Meloch Mishmei Derova, Hani Tanoi B'mai Pligi. What's the machlekes Tanoim over here? So Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Mad Milon Lechatois. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is Mad Mit. We first have the chiyuv to bring five different kabbonis. The man the mechay vechatois, somebody has a chiyuv to bring five chatois, add the maisti kulu v'soif mechapalai. He has to bring all five, and at the end he has his kapara. So before he brings for the last one, he has no kapara. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you also have to say you're bringing it for the last one. Yezachin amiloshino, Rabbi Kiva madmino letfila. Rabbi Kiva's magma. Somebody has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah five times. So maisti, all you have to do is just go to the mikvah once, and you matay yourself. So it is, the man the Mechayev Eitzfil, somebody has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah five times. Kivun the top of Chod Zimna, If he goes to the mikvah one time, is he tor? That's matayrim. You never have to, any time to go to the mikvah, that's matayr you. So, even though you have a chiyuv to bring five chatois, but with one of them, you're mechapa. Oh, Malay, Papa says, if you want to tell me a thing, that if you're going to be new, you're lechatis, man, was there to a chatis, amai shal sofik, to yom alachas miyem vittipotem. And there's limit to a sof, to a chatis, that even when it's only a chiyuv to bring the five chatois min a sofik, how could you say just bring more than your potter? Ilu man de mechayiv, or chomish ha-shomis tluyin, somis mechayiv to bring five sofik ha-shomis, ki maisi chad mi miftar, if you bring one korban, does that